Radio Countdown Show with Doug Stephan. Counting down what America is talking about.
I'm going to remind people about the values that drive my husband to do what he has done and what he's going to do for the next 4 years. You know, I'm going to take folks back to the man that he was before he was president, because the truth is that he has grown so much, but in terms of his core values and character, that has not been changed at all.
There's Michelle Obama in a talk radio interview that she did before her speech at the DNC. The Democratic National Convention is where we start this hour, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Stephan. This hour is devoted in part to what happened at the convention. Some of you will call if you line it up. You'd like to. If you watched some of it, you liked it. You didn't like it. Same thing compared to the Republicans' first night. What do you think? 800-510-8255. There are a lot of people who are pretty excited about this. A lot of people that aren't very excited about it at all. Where do you settle in? Mrs. Obama spoke at the convention about what makes the president who he is.
Well, today, after so many struggles and triumphs and moments that have tested my husband in ways I never could have imagined, I have seen firsthand that being president doesn't change who you are. No, it reveals who you are. And I've seen how the issues that come across the president's desk are always the hard ones. You know, the problems where no amount of data or numbers will get you to the right answer. The judgment calls when the stakes are so high and there is no margin for error. And as president, you're going to get all kinds of advice from all kinds of people. But at the end of the day, when it comes time to make that decision as president, all you have to guide you are your values and your vision and the life experiences that make you who you are.
As Michelle Obama at the convention, 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. If you have some thoughts about what you may have heard, or maybe you're hearing some of this for the first time. Are you buying? Is Mrs. Always this is going to happen. Mrs. Obama compared to Mrs. Romney. How does that shape up? And then there are the former presidents who show up, politicians in general. Former President Jimmy Carter appeared in a video message touting his support for the current president.
Something you realize quickly in the Oval Office is that the easy decisions are not the ones that make their way to your desk. Whether the issues of war and peace or great economic matters, be they popular or unpopular, only a president can make those most difficult choices. In those moments, it takes more than a grasp of policy. It takes integrity and an understanding of why and whom you serve. From President Obama's first day in office, I watched him, and I know you have, face these tough decisions and always put the interests of middle-class Americans above those who, often with the larger wallets, have an ever louder voice. I've admired him for that. Because President Obama sits behind that desk, everyday people, from Plains, Georgia to Pittsburgh, have someone who's on their side, thinking about them, working to give them an equal chance in life. In just 4 short years, he has worked to avert economic calamity, brought a dignified end to the ill-conceived war in Iraq, and signed into law historic health care reform, a dream that was already decades overdue when I called for it at this convention 36 years ago. And he has done it all in the face of bitter, unyielding, in fact, unprecedented partisan opposition. Overseas, President Obama has restored the reputation of the United States within the world community. Dialogue and collaboration are once again possible, with the return of a spirit of trust and goodwill to our foreign policy. Of course, there remains much to do. In communities across America and in countries around the world, life is too hard for too many people. We see their struggles, and our hearts go out to them. And in the coming years, our hands must continue to reach out to them. Yet for all that remains to be done, at home and abroad, the evidence is overwhelming. President Obama is a leader for America as we face the onslaught of some of the most complicated domestic and international challenges to confront any U.S. president in modern times.
All right, so there's Jimmy Carter here on the countdown with his thoughts on why to re-elect President Obama. Interesting, ex-presidents are on the bill of fare usually. Can they be a burden or a blessing? 800-510-8255. You'll see Bill Clinton, who's really in. George Bush is out. Jimmy Carter got a cameo. Ronald Reagan, ever president, about 25, 30 years after his presidency. 8 years after his death. It's interesting the way the Democrats and the Republicans treat their ex-presidents at convention time. And doesn't it really reflect on their personal popularity? I wouldn't have had Jimmy Carter. He wouldn't convince anybody to vote for anybody. I wouldn't have thought, I like Jimmy Carter as a person, super. As a president, he was as bad as Obama in many ways. At least that's what some people think. What do you think? And bringing back George W. Bush had no presence at the Republican convention. That's because he doesn't want anything to do with politics. And even if he did, he wouldn't do any better than Jimmy Carter convincing people to vote for whoever because he was extraordinarily unpopular. Clinton, however, scores well on any test. He's a dynamite speaker. He's heavy into party politics. He has the craft. His speeches are rousing, a little long sometimes. His popularity extends to independent voters, his centrist appeal. If you go back to the years that Bill Clinton was president and you see all the things he did to work with the Republicans, it was a blessing. Whether you voted for him or you didn't, things got done. People pretty much have forgotten for the most part the business about Monica Lewinsky with him and the impeachment. It seemed to have marred his presidency, but he will deliver the most powerful case tonight. Even though he doesn't like Obama, he'll be there, and he is. And Obama's trusting him to get things going, and he will, I bet you. And that's something that will, I suppose, help people. They're not interested in anything else, any other facts. They'll be excited to hear Bill Clinton rally around the truth because he just likes to do that. What do you think about Bill Clinton? What do you think about former presidents being involved in these political conventions? 800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up, ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you Winston help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim's male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in writing with this astonishing residue.
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today and see terms of use.
800-510-8255 connects with us here on the countdown. Before we get to some of your calls, let's listen to Governor Deval Patrick, who's from Massachusetts, basically fire up the crowd in Charlotte on the first night of the convention.
My message is this. It's time for Democrats to grow a backbone and stand up for what we believe. Or super PACs to tell us who the next president or senator or congressman is going to be. We're Americans. We shape our own future. And let's all start by standing up for President Barack Obama. This is the president. This is the president who delivered the security of affordable health care. When you consider that congressional Republicans have made obstruction itself the centerpiece of their governing strategy.
Governor Deval Patrick at the convention. Dan in Cross Plains, Texas, you're on the Countdown Live. Hi.
Hello there. Excuse me if I probably be quiet. My boy had a call. I think Jimmy Carter endorsing Obama is ridiculous. Jimmy Carter gave us a debacle with Iran that we're still negotiating today to try to solve that problem. And Obama undercut Mubarak, which was an ally of ours and an ally of Israel's and part of the police peace program. And because of his actions, the Muslim Brotherhood now have control of Egypt, and there's no telling where that's going to end.
And you wouldn't be voting for him anyway, probably, right?
No, I will not. I have no respect for the man. I think he has been an absolute disaster for this country. And if we give him four more years, we will not recognize this country ever again.
All right, Dan, thank you. More calls coming up on the countdown, 800-510-8255.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And the kickoff of the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, North Carolina is where we are. President not in attendance. He was watching from the White House with his daughters as his wife spoke. That's how things got started. And from there we go on to your comments and the comments of some of the show hosts that we monitor to put this program together as we discuss politics and what may be the next New Deal. Jeff, listening to the countdown in Bedford, Virginia, what do you think so far of the Democratic National Convention?
We've just got the first day of lip service so far. I heard you speaking earlier on when Bill Clinton was president and all the things that he did. But Bill Clinton oversaw the worst thing that America could ever do with these NAFTA and CAFTA deals, and he even had to reformulate the way we had to count unemployment because he knew the jobs were going to leave America, and they did it anyway. So just remember, you got to look at your history on all these candidates and what they've done in the past because,
In fairness, Clinton's not a candidate for anything, although we all remember 4 years ago when Obama said at one point in time, you know, he was running against Bill Clinton or his wife Hillary because Clinton is such an effective campaigner, obviously not good enough to get his wife into the position. But think about where we would be. There are always liabilities. Clinton certainly has plenty of liabilities, but not as many as Obama. I think that's sort of the point that I was trying to make. Jeff, thanks for your observation. As we move on here on the countdown to a discussion, monitored with talk host Greg Bowman, talking to teacher president James Hoffa about what he wants to hear at the convention.
I think they talk about, you know, the record, and, you know, number one, you know, Joe Biden's comments yesterday on Labor Day in Detroit were fantastic when he said the bumper sticker is Bin Laden dead, General Motors alive. I thought that was the greatest line because it really talks about where we're at, where Michigan's at, and what's going on here. And, you know, Romney voted against the bailout, and Obama did the bailout, and now Michigan is leading the nation in recovery. So I think that's one of the things they talk about here, their accomplishments, the idea that, you know, everybody says that, are we better off today? Well, ask the auto worker in Michigan, he's back to work. The Teamster car hauler is back to work. Ask them about if they're better off than they were in 08. So I think that's the message that they have to get out, one about what they've done. But most importantly, where are we going in the next 4 years? unlike the Republicans, who did not tell us anything about what they're doing in their convention, they've got a map of what the plan is, how we're going to change the economy, how we're going to put people back to work, how we're going to make the rich people pay more, how we're going to maintain tax cuts for the middle class, and how we're going to make this country great.
Do you get the sense that some have noted that there may not be as much enthusiasm or excitement for Barack Obama this time as there was 4 years ago? And if so, what has to happen to get the delegates fired up again?
Well, I think, I'm down here, and people are just so fired up. But, of course, these people are really involved in the Democratic Party, and I think that might be different. But I think overall, I think what you say is true. I think maybe there is the enthusiasm. But on the other hand, I think the other thing we can say is that people now know, there is the uniqueness of having an African-American in the White House, and they know that he's capable and he does a great job. And I think that balances out any idea that maybe there isn't the excitement. I agree. There isn't a real feeling about the newness. I think that's true. But on the other hand, we've got to balance his record and what we've done, and of course, who he's running against, which is, Romney Ryan, which is, something that, basically talks about, how they have to have tax cuts for the rich, get rid of capital gains so the rich can be richer. I don't see that as a good selling point. So I think you're right, and we have to make sure we get our vote out.
All right, your vote, you will count here at 800-510-TALK in a few moments.
I'd like to start today's class by turning to the appendix.
This is what you'll hear at most schools.
Seminal Lockwell-Brewster hypothesis.
But at Colorado Technical University, most instructors have actually worked in the field they teach. So classes sound more like this.
I'd like to tell you guys a lesson I learned the hard way in my first year in management.
Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU. Are you in?
Shurikens are a large inspired pizza with new toppings for just $5.99. I just did. It's $5.99. This is really tall.
Back by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. This week only, get a large pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Now through September 9th, only at Domino's.
Your own limited experience. That's what's in the top of the decision to be here in charge of Gary.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit-forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up, ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Continuing beyond the minds of those of you who listen to News Talk Radio, this is an overview of the hot hits on a daily basis as we summarize what has been monitored and heard on a lot of talk radio programs and some News Talk television programs as well. Certainly the political conventions last week and this week have people very interested in what's going on. Our poll today at DougStepan.com. Do you care about either of the political conventions? And that could be a subject matter for us to discuss here as well at 800-510-8255. Email the Doug at DougStepan.com. So the options here in the poll, do you care about either of the conventions? A, yes, I'd like to know what's going on before I head to the polls. And B, not really, seems like a waste of time. C, not this year, we already know who both candidates are. D, nope, I made up my mind months ago. E, I'm more interested in the debates, and F, I'll be glad when the whole thing is over. And I think there's something, there's a real weariness among the electorate. This stuff has gone on and on and on and on and on, just as basically a handoff to the news media. That's really all these, that's the convention, that's the time. So this has been going on for 2 years, all of this stuff, right? No other country in the world does elections the way we do them here. 800-510-8255. All right, one more talk radio host, and then we'll start with your calls if you'll be patient. Thank you. Here's talk host Keith Larson with political commentator Alan Combs about why Combs thinks Obama ought to be reelected.
I understand ideologically leaning Barack Obama versus Mitt Romney versus Gary Johnson. Whatever. I understand that political ideology. From a true management, leadership, chief executive standpoint, can you tell me honestly why this gentleman should be given another 4 years? Well, I think he's done a great job. We were losing 750,000 jobs a month. We now have a net gain of about 150,000 a month. He inherited a terrible situation. He's kept us safe. He's killed more Al-Qaeda leaders. They're almost all dead. He got Bin Laden. He also got Gaddafi. Whether or not you agree with those policies or not, conservatives had a conservative president done that. They'd be, you know, shouting the rooftops about all the great accomplishments. I think he's done a good job, a much better job
economy than he is given credit for. He's done a lot of things for Republicans who normally favor, cutting payroll taxes, cutting taxes to 95% of American families, but gets very little credit. And with a conservative legislature that vowed from day one they did not want to work with him. So I think he certainly deserves to keep us on the course we're going. And Romney hasn't given any specifics. I don't know what Romney's going to do.
You know, I have to say, candidly, that in your answer, some of the points you make, I think, are very valid. Okay, so some of those specific points, but when you rattle it off, boy, it sounds like you're reading the memo. You know, I mean,
because I know it, but you know, like that.
We shouldn't treat you all like you're all part of a club, you're not speaking, but you all say the same thing.
Ask me anybody who went into the
race, you're all rattled by fucking
gratifying conflict here.
It's not like a
you ask me a question, I don't have to find counsel.
I rattled off and I gave you an answer,
sat right down.
At your kind invitation,
that's right.
You asked me a question, I gave you an answer, you said the answer had validity, and then you...
Then you criticized me because it sounded like I was reading a memo.
Sorry, but that's how I think. That's what I believe. I gave you my answer, but I believe an answer. I stand by it.
Hi, Alan Combs, who also hosts pretty good, even it may not be that we all agree politically, but Alan's a good radio talk show host and television commentator as well. 800-510-8255, at least from where I sit. How about where you sit? Speakers at the convention portraying the president in glowing terms, that's what you would expect, right? Anything that has anything happened that seems off the mark? 800-510-8255. Start with Jack. Go ahead, Jack. You have a question.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, I was just, I'm taken aback a little bit when the First Lady said that when somebody steps through the door of opportunity, that they turn around and slam the door behind them when you should reach back and help someone else. Well, I found it kind of ironic that they send their children to private school, which costs about $30,000 a year per student. But 2 years ago, President Obama did away with the voucher program in D.C. For basically poor minority kids, not giving them that same opportunity, which was presented in 2004 with the voucher program, and the test scores in D.C. skyrocketed. But they don't, you know, it seems like he would rather pander to the teachers' unions than practice what she's preaching.
Well, there's something to be said for the teachers' union and their support, or unions in general. If you're listening to the conversation a little bit before the bottom of the hour break with James Hoffer from the teachers' union, you get why union members are rallying around the cause. Not all. There's real dissension in the unions this year, but the leadership of these unions are on board, and that's what you'd expect. Jack, thanks for your call. We'll move on to Gary, listening in Lynchburg, Virginia, to the countdown. Gary, please. You're on the air. Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing, David?
All right, thank you.
I just want to make a comment about Joe Biden's bumper sticker with Bin Laden is dead, GM is alive.
Yeah.
You know, GM's foreclosure, that costs roughly 12,000 jobs in America. Since they got that bailout, they paid zero back in taxes, despite making billions since the bailout. They've invested $1 billion, you know, in the Chinese market. That bailout money, it's my money, it's your money, it's the American people's money. It wasn't Obama's money for him just to go throwing away and get credit for doing something like that.
Well, that's always the way it is in politics. It's always the president's idea. He did this, he did that, and you're right. It always sounds like it's their money and it isn't, it's yours. Thanks for the call, Gary. Lance listening in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Lance, you're on the countdown.
Yeah, what I'd like to know is, does Michelle own a snowplow? This is one of the best snow jobs I've ever experienced in my life.
She's going to get up there and say, no, my husband's a horrible guy and shouldn't really like him. She's going to come up with all kinds of platitudes and things that those folks want you to believe. Some people will believe it, some people will buy it, some people won't. You haven't.
Well, I mean, why don't we get some facts, you know?
Because that's not what they're about. Lance, you're missing the point. They're not about the facts. They're about selling something. When's the last time you heard a salesman give you all the facts? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It's not about facts, and it wasn't at the Republican convention, and it's not in politics.
Well,
they're trying to convince you of anything, any way they can, to vote for them. That's the way politicians are. It's a shame, but that's the way it is.
Well, how about what happened with the seals. It took three times the president rejected going in there with the seals, and the fourth time Hillary finally convinced him. And as far as GM is concerned, if they would have gone bankrupt, they could have reorganized, and instead he came in with the taxpayer money, and the unions own GM right now, and all the investors in GM lost their behinds.
Well, there you go. See, there's the point that needs to be made, or several points that need to be made. You've done a good job. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Here's an email from Larry, who writes, a look-see into factors that may be pointing toward why and where President Obama will be leading the U.S. if he's reelected is presented in a review of the movie 2016 Obama's America, which was produced by Dinesh D'Souza, an author and president of King's College. This analysis is part of the policy of providing transparency through balanced coverage of issues, including those that are considered controversial. So this guy, obviously, there have been a lot of people talking about the profile that Dinesh D'Souza did put together for the purposes of looking ahead and sort of predicting what might be the case 4 years from now or what things might look like. You're not going to hear that from Michelle Obama. The other secretaries are there. A lot of facts, as this gentleman just suggested, get walked away, including all of the health and human services stuff that just the new health care law is not what it seems to be, and they know it's not what it seems to be, but there are people who are benefiting from it, and those people will probably vote for Mr. Obama, but they probably would have voted for him anyway. And that's the circumstance. If you're an employer, you may not like it so much. Anyway, there are a lot of crucial details that get left out in describing the way, for example, Romney, Ryan, they call it the Romney-Ryan plan. It is the Romney-Ryan plan at all. It's the Ryan plan. Deals with the problems of Medicare recipients and who's paying for all of this stuff. At any rate, as I said a few minutes ago, we're all going to see lots of clouds. So we're going to talk about clouds covering up the light, and light is the most important thing. Light is fantastic. Shining light down on issues and discussions is important, and that's why this format is as popular as it is, because it tries to get underneath the cracks under the rocks. But again, the hosts and many of the callers are biased one way or another, and so maybe that makes for a healthy discussion, maybe it doesn't. You decide as you listen to us review what's going on both sides of the track here. At 800-510-8255, your calls continue straight ahead on the countdown. Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Shift Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because it's a breakthrough 2-in-1 formula of hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. It was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Nothing is more important than your family security. But ask yourself, if you die today, would your family be able to keep their home? Would your children get a college education? If the needle points towards no, you need to protect your family with life insurance. You can make up for your lost income, fund your child's education, pay a mortgage, taxes, and more. Learn about life insurance. Get your consumer protection guide free from the Center for Sound Consumer Advice. Still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America, where since 2004, there has never been a fee or charge of any kind to consumers. And best of all, never ever one complaint. Call today for your free life insurance guide. 800-819-6545. That's 800-819-6545. Call today for your free life insurance guide. Again, that's 800-819-6545.
This is Troy Aikman and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop pain, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Right now, Renaissance TVs from 60-inch LG Flagler or 55-inch LG LED TVs are special buy. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Offer ends September 22nd, 2012. Quality is limited.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What's your name?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist. When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
It's summer, and while the temperatures may be way up, mortgage rates are way down. In fact, an 8-year mortgage loan is just 2.75%, APR 3.47%. Jay Farner here, folks, and I've got more amazing news for you. We found that a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage isn't right for everyone. Sound like you? Then you're going to love the Quicken Loans exclusive Yorkish, a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. Your mortgage on your terms, that's the Quicken Loans Yorkish. The name sounds funny, but it's going to save you money. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com right now. Not tomorrow, not 2 hours from now, but right now. And find out if our Yorkish is right for you. Our entire team of mortgage experts is waiting to help you. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to QuickenLoans.com and see why we're engineered to amaze.
Other restrictions may apply. Call us across the commission. You will have a minute. License 058-MLS 3030.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Mostly a review of what's going on at the DNC as things get started there. We'll talk about Afghanistan. Interesting that the discussion from some of the pundits suggests that Mr. Obama has solved the problem in Afghanistan. I'm not sure a lot of people think that's the case. I wouldn't be campaigning on it too much if I were him, but then I'm not him. Also, the Hispanics are very high profile at both political conventions. Marco Rubio of Florida, Julian Castro of San Antonio stand as opposites in a cultural and political split that has divided a lot of Latinos for a long time. So you can get the pulse listening to Mr. Castro, what the Democrats are thinking and what their appeal is to some Hispanics. If you are Hispanic and you want to talk about either side, help yourself. 800-510-8255. Here's Deborah calling in from one of our Texas affiliates with a couple of reasons why she's happy to vote for the president again.
I am very pleased with Obama. I am much better off than I was 4 years ago. And you betcha. I've got a laundry list of why I think he's better, but I'll tell you a couple of them. Health care. He promised and he delivered. He also promised and delivered on bin Laden. And, you know, that makes me feel very safe in the country. And the auto industry was saved. And there are all the things that are important to me, you know, as a mother. And the health care, because I'm a cancer patient, and, you know, I depend on SSI. And he's not going to throw me out of a voucher like Ryan wants to do. Yes, I'm thrilled with President Obama, and I'm volunteering for his campaign every day.
All right, thank you for your opinion. 800-510-8255. How many people are volunteering for either side? How many people are volunteering to work for the Republicans, your favorite candidate, or work against somebody you want to have in there? Why wouldn't you be active if you have strong feelings? Now's the time to work for one side or the other. Kevin calls from California on Mr. Obama with a thumbs up.
Barack Obama has all the trends going in the right direction. He's a good person. There's not one whiff of scandal with this guy, and he has never, ever lied to us. So I think he deserves to finish up the work that he started. I couldn't qualify for health care 4 years ago. I got a refund from my insurance company this time, and I now have coverage. So I don't understand how anybody would want to take steps backwards with Ryan and Romney. It would be the biggest mistake that this country's ever made.
All right, here's Morris, who has the opposite point of view.
I think that what happened in 2010 in those elections was a harbinger of things to come for 2012, and the Republicans made great gains in 2010, and we're going to slam them in 2012. It's not going to be close. It might be close today, but it's not going to be close. But the bigger question I have is, since African Americans don't take many things sitting down, when Obama loses, we're going to have civil unrest in all 50 states, I'm quite sure. And I just wonder if they're going to call out the National Guard or just use local police departments to curb the violence. But it's going to be bloody. I can almost guarantee it.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now the countdown, let's move into the discussion brought up by several people at the convention and on this program, Afghanistan and why we are there and how it, well, let's first we'll listen to Rachel Maddow, who talks about the way Mitt Romney and the Republicans didn't mention the war in Afghanistan at all last week.
Mitt Romney did not say anything at all in his acceptance speech about our current war in Afghanistan, which on its face is stunning. It's stunning even to the right. The conservative Weekly Standard's Bill Kristol just excoriated Mr. Romney for it, saying, quote, leave aside the question of the political wisdom of Romney's silence and the opportunities it opens up for President Obama next week. What about the civic propriety of a presidential nominee failing even to mention in his acceptance speech a war we're fighting and our young men and women who are fighting it? Mitt Romney on Friday became the first Republican nominee to, on Thursday, excuse me, became the first Republican nominee to not talk about war in his convention speech in 60 years. And we are in a war. We are in a hot war. Mr. Romney mentioned World War II. He mentioned the Mexican Revolution. Mitt Romney accepted the nomination to be President of the United States of America without a single word for the more than 80,000 Americans who are serving right now in Afghanistan. In an attempt to explain why that happened or why everybody should be okay with it, a senior Romney campaign aide, my friend Eric Fernstrom, argued that Mr. Romney addressed the war in Afghanistan just the day before his convention speech when he spoke to the American Legion in Indiana. In that American Legion speech, it's true, Mr. Romney did say two sentences about the war in Afghanistan, literally. Here's exactly what he said. We are still at war in Afghanistan. We still have uniformed men and women in conflict risking their lives. That's it. Those are the two sentences that he uttered the day before his convention speech. And that treatment of the war that we're in right now is why his campaign says he didn't have anything left to say about our current war the following day when he's accepting the nomination. I guess those two sentences exhausted it for him pretty much.
I took the opposite point of view. I was glad they didn't talk about the war in general, because pretty much everybody's sick of it. 800-510-8255. And here's host Wayne Resnick and his point of view. Let's see if he agrees with you or you agree with him on Afghanistan.
Can we please just drop the artifice and the pretense and whatever the, I don't know if it's political correctness, can we stop it with pretending that we should be in Afghanistan anymore? Okay, I know it's been controversial ever since we went in there, but now it's reached a new level of fail in Afghanistan. What is our mission in Afghanistan now? We are there now to train the Afghan soldiers and police forces to take over, run in their country, right? That's our mission. That's the deal. We're not doing that. We have officially suspended any further training of Afghan police people because there's something more important that we have to do. We have to go back and reinvestigate all of the ones we already trained to try to figure out how many more of them are Taliban sympathizers who are going to kill our soldiers. It's called green-on-blue violence. And that's where, you know, an Afghan local police soldier attacks an American or an allied soldier. And there's been a lot of that going on lately. And we're finally realizing that we've been, in essence, duped. Because what happens is, you get these guys. Here's how the system works. The village elders would nominate young fellas from the village to be part of the local police force. We would then train them in the ways of killing and give them a weapon. And in some cases, within moments of being given their weapon, it's kill American time. They're plants. They were sent for the purpose of getting the training and the weapon for the purpose of turning around and committing this violence on our guys and our women over there. There's thousands of these people that we have trained. You know, we really, when we do it in America, we do it big, right? So, 350,000 people we have trained, and we have no idea now how many of them are just waiting for an opportunity to kill our soldiers.
Mm-hmm. And no reason in the world for us to be in Afghanistan, period, end of story. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael 48. I'm Doug Steffen, hoping you'll join us again tomorrow for another review of what's going on in the last 24 hours of the Talk Radio world on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.